Thanks for joining with us at Homilies from Holy Cross. Holy Cross Catholic Church is a parish in Kernersville, North Carolina, within the Diocese of Charlotte. Our podcast is a daily way for us to hear the gospel proclaimed and the word preached. So we're going to dive in and see what God wants to speak to our hearts today.
The gospel for today, Tuesday, is in the fifth week of Easter, comes from John's gospel. As we continue walking through John's gospel, it comes from the 14th chapter, 27 to 31a. Jesus said to his disciples, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give it to you. Do not let your hearts be troubled or afraid. You heard me tell you, I am going away and will come back to you. If you loved me, you would rejoice that I am going to the Father, for the Father is greater than I. And now I have told you this before it happens, so that when it happens, you may believe. I will no longer speak much with you, for the ruler of the world is coming. He has no power over me, but the world must know that I love the Father and that I do just as the Father has commanded me." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. The Gospel of John is like a beautiful building, slowly constructed, rock on rock, brick upon brick. But here begins the farewell of Jesus. His words to his disciples are rather consoling, given that he has been telling them many things that have really confused them and caused no small level of anxiety. "I give you peace," he says, "not any kind of peace you might find in the world, but something really much greater. Peace is knowing that even though I said I am going away, I will come back to you. I am doing just as the Father has commanded me." You know, the setting of today's gospel is at the end of a long meal. Jesus had just shared with his disciples, as we call it, the Last Supper. Jesus is preparing his disciples for the trial that is about to come. And the peace that he offers them is the same one that he offers each and every one of us. It is to strengthen us in the face of our own trials, our own hardships. And as he himself tells us, the peace he gives us is different than any peace we will find in this world. What Jesus is offering us is communion with the Father and the Father's abiding love for us. It is a promise that he will come back to us, come back to take us with him. It is the knowledge that he gives us, the Holy Spirit, to remain with us and to guide us, to help us in his absence from this world of ours. It is encouragement to hold fast in the faith, the faith in God's love, a love that wills and brings about our good, even in the face of an evil here on earth. It is a peace that comes from the grace of our own baptism, which assures us that we will die, but we will die and rise with Christ. It is a peace that comes from the hope of eternal life that is more glorious than anything that we could ever imagine. And as it assures us of that peace, Jesus comes to us in word and in sacrament. In these last couple of months, we have all missed gathering around the table of the Lord. We have missed receiving his precious body and his blood. But we are in a spiritual communion with Jesus and with one another. In these troubled times, we need to remember the words that he has said. Do not let your hearts be troubled or afraid. I give you peace to get through this time that we've had these last few months. He's been with us. He's walked with us. The Holy Spirit has been there to guide us through this time. And soon we will be back around the table of the Lord. We will gather as a family and receive the precious body and blood of Christ. For Jesus is with us. The Holy Spirit is with us. You know, there's some personal questions to ask ourselves through this. How do I contribute to the building of peace in my family, in my community? How could I improve my obedience to our Father? And do I need to see beforehand in order to believe? Or do I see everything with faith, with trust in the Lord? We have gotten through these times. And as I said, we will be back together. We have been blessed. I feel that we will now appreciate more what we receive in the church, in Christ's body and blood. Because when he talked to his disciples, peace I leave you, Jesus is talking to us. The words in this book, the Holy Bible, talk to us. So remember, we have been together through all this. And Christ and the Spirit have brought us through it. God bless.
In conclusion, let us go ahead and pray together the St. Michael prayer, as well as the intercessory prayer that the bishop sent to the priest to be prayed during the coronavirus outbreak. St. Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl about the world, seeking the ruin of soul. Amen. Merciful Father, through the intercession of Blessed Mary, Saint Roch, and Saint Rosalie, deliver us from the current attack and subsequent suffering we are enduring from the coronavirus. May we seek to assist those in need in body or spirit, and ourselves turn away from sin and trust in you. We ask this in the name of the Divine Physician, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.